Adventist World Radio. From broadcast to baptism. Powered by SID Media.
Pastor Mandina, good afternoon to you.
Yes, how are you, Mr. Zama? How are you?
I'm well, thank you, sir. And yourself?
I'm doing well by God's grace.
Fantastic, fantastic. Great to have you here on board. And I do know that you're going to be spending the week with us today until Friday. And so we're quite excited to have you on board. We're going to be talking to you about good versus bad company. And we begin our new topic for this week. And of course, with a verse taken from 1 Corinthians 15. Verse 33, which says, "Do not be deceived by bad." It says, "Do not be deceived. Bad company ruins good morals." Now, please explain, Pastor, what exactly this verse is saying to us.
I greet you all in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and I'm so happy to be here once more. Thank you so much for the topic and also for the question. If you read what Paul says from this verse, you realize that the word company here refers to a companionship or association. So what it means is that do not be deceived. Evil association, evil company corrupts, which means that if you spend time with people who are not good, they corrupt your mind, and also they can also corrupt your good behavior. So there are a few lessons that we also learn from this verse, from what Paul was saying, and also the context itself. It was mainly talking about knowing how to make good decisions and also be in a position to be pure and holy always. So few lessons that we also learn from this verse. We need to choose our association, our company wisely. Surround yourself with individuals who can uplift you or inspire you, and also guard your character. Guard your character as an individual. Be mindful of the influence of others. You should safeguard their beliefs, which can affect your association and your behavior. Their actions also, which can be of which can be tamed or which can be affected also. So guard your character as an individual. Be in a position to understand that, recognize other people's influence. If they cannot harm your well-being or your behavior or your association, and also it helps us to understand that as people who are here on earth, we ought to lead by example, strive to influence others as an individual, and avoid negative influence, but take positive things. Value integrity as a human being, and maintain moral standards always as a person, among your peers, among your friends, among your workmates. Value integrity, and also as a human being, evaluate your associations, people whom you spend time with. Which friends are you aligning yourselves with, and what value do they bring? What goals, what actions do they also bring? Do they bring value in your life? And seek positive influence. Surround yourself with people who are positive, who can help you in your personal growth and development. And this can be of help to be, as an individual, to be accountable and responsible, which can impact and keep your life well. So basically, these are some of the few lessons that I think can be of help from this verse when Paul says bad company corrupts good character.
Now, I'm worried because it seems as though bad company is stronger, because, I mean, if you have good character, it should not matter if there's bad company. In fact, on the contrary, that bad company should be overpowered by good, not so?
You know, we are in a world where the devil is influential and he brings various schemes. So no matter the situation where you are, there are various instances whereby you need to avoid bad company, because you cannot say, let me try it and see what will happen. You know, one apple can make good apples to become bad, one apple only. So basically, this is a decision that you need to make as an individual. But you have an influence. You may be surrounded by evil people. But when you are rooted in Christ, when you are rooted in the Word of God, when you are rooted in prayer, when you are rooted in understanding who God is and what He expects from you, you can defeat the devil and the temptations that can be brought by the devil or the evil ones who are surrounding you. But do not say, I want to go and see if I can exercise my enabling powers to conquer the devil. It doesn't work like that. But you need to safeguard yourself and avoid the influence of evil.
Now, how much of our company can we really like control? As in, can I control which family I'm born into? What neighborhood I grow up in, can I control that? The environment that raises me, can I control that? If bad company is an unavoidable part of life, how do I really navigate around that?
There are certain few things that I think can be of help through the power of God. God can help you. One might be born in a family whereby the parents are drunkards, but you might have chosen to follow Jesus and also not to follow their behaviors. God can also help you to give you the power if you rely much on Him. And also, you need to set boundaries. You need to set boundaries yourself and limit exposure to negative influence where possible. As an individual, seek support from other people. Surround yourself with positive influence. This is how you can also respond to the negative influence that you might be facing. Focus on personal growth. Invest time and energy in activities and also in people who can help you to grow and become resilient always. So basically, these are some of the things that I think can be of help to navigate such situations of bad companies.
Now, Webb, as we close off, the very introductory, stage of our conversation throughout the week, in 1 John 1, verse 46, someone asks, can any good thing come from Nazareth? How did Jesus manage to overcome the negative connotations and the low expectations of that environment?
One of the things that we need to understand is that can anything good come out of Israel? Despite where Jesus was coming from, despite the lowly regard of Nazareth, Jesus proved that the goodness could come from unexpected places. So what it means and few lessons that we also learn is that do not let other people's perspective define your potential. You know, people should not determine your potential. You should ignore and embrace humility. Jesus did not let prejudice to affect his mission, but he remained focused on his purpose and also value goodness and also enhance yourself with good character and actions, not external factors. You should not be affected by external factors. Continue to do good and believe in redemption. The unlikely circumstances can also produce positive outcomes. Can good come out of Israel? Most of the people who are now considered to be firm, to be powerful, to be rich in our secular world, some they came from humble backgrounds. So you can easily see that one can easily navigate. And Nazareth reputation did not diminish Christ's worth or ability. And also, we need to demonstrate goodness and virtue regardless of external circumstances that we are coming from. And lastly, one of the things that I also see is we do not need to compromise on principle in face of skepticism and opposition. And what we need to do is to inspire change regardless of our background. This is what I also see from what Jesus' example and what he ought to challenge us today, that we need to inspire change despite of our background, where we are coming from.
Yeah.
This is what I can say.
Well, Pastor, thank you so much for these words. And we hope that you are going to be connecting with us once more tomorrow, same time and same place. And those who are listening, you want to send some questions to the pastor, perhaps please do so at +27734703520. Pastor, thank you so much. We are going to connect tomorrow.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.